Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 28th. From Capitol coverage, as the coronavirus continues to spread across the globe, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado will be prepared for it if it gets here. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Polis says he is working on a response plan and acting quickly will be critical. He stressed there are still no known cases of COVID-19 in Colorado, but he says residents should still be taking the same precautions they do for the flu.
Stay home from work if you're ill and, you know, again, regularly wash your hands and make sure you engage in best hygiene practices if you cough or sneeze.
Polis says he is staying in touch with the Trump administration to keep tabs on the threat of the virus. He also says the first drill he did as governor was to prepare for a possible contagion like coronavirus. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And in a follow-up to that story, on yesterday's newscast, we heard the reaction about coronavirus from the Montrose County Health Department. On Thursday, the Delta County Health Department issued a press release with comments from its public health director, Karen O'Brien. The Delta County Health Department would like to remind the public that there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus 19 or COVID-19 in either Delta County or in the state of Colorado. State and local officials are continuing to work together following federal guidance to monitor the situation nationwide and keep residents informed. The risk to most Coloradans from COVID-19 is low. New information is coming out frequently, so it's normal to be concerned about new diseases. The best thing residents can do is stay informed from reliable sources and know the facts. Not all coronaviruses are COVID-19. There are many different kinds of common coronaviruses that are currently circulating in Colorado and the U.S. that can cause respiratory illnesses and influenza viruses that cause the flu. How to protect yourself from COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses. If you are healthy, continue your normal daily routine. Continue to participate in public gatherings such as work, school, or social activities as normal. Get your flu shot and stay up to date on other routine childhood and adult immunizations. Wash your hands with soap and water. Avoid close contact with anyone with cold or flu-like symptoms. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces such as desks, doorknobs, handrails, and phones. And further, the press release goes on to say that if you are sick, stay home. Cover coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the inner elbow of your shirt sleeve. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Avoid close contact with anyone else with cold or flu-like symptoms. Wash your hands with soap and water. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces such as desks, doorknobs, handrails, and phones. And this is according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Mesa County health care and public organizations are trying to create awareness and say they are prepared should some cases emerge in the area in the near future. Mesa County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Kerr said his office has daily calls with state agencies and regularly communicates with national health agencies. He said roughly a dozen staff members are working on preparedness. Locally, the organization coordinates with area hospitals and monitors happenings with School District 51, Colorado Mesa University, and other organizations to track anomalies and discuss procedures. At the moment, public health is focused on keeping locals informed and calm. This is from a press release. The House Committee on Education on Thursday passed landmark legislation that would allow collegiate athletes in Colorado to be compensated for the use of their likeness. The bill, sponsored by Representatives Leslie Harrod and James Coleman, both Democrats from Denver, passed by a committee vote of 11-2. Last October, the National Collegiate Athletic Association Board of Governors announced its intention to permit student athletes to profit from the use of their likeness. Prior to the NCAA announcement, California passed a bill that banned in-state schools from preventing athletes from accepting compensation from advertisers. It also allows them to hire agents. Illinois, New York, Florida, and now Colorado have introduced bills to allow athletes to profit from their likeness. The proposed bill would prevent higher education institutions in Colorado from upholding any rule, requirement, standard, or other limitation that prevents a student athlete of the institution from earning compensation from the use of the athlete's name, image, or likeness. The bill would also prevent collegiate institutions from providing prospective athletes with compensation prior to their signing. Additionally, athletes will be able to secure athletic and legal representation, and any compensation the athlete receives cannot affect their eligibility to participate in collegiate sports. Athletes who decide to enter into an endorsement deal would have to let the athletic directors of their institutions know 72 hours after the contract is signed. The bill will now go to the full House floor for more debate. And this is from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. About 70 people rallied on Thursday in support of a Mexican immigrant who has spent 1,000 days living in sanctuary at a Southwest Colorado church. KSJD's Daniel Rizel reports that Rosa Sabido seeks a path to citizenship through Congress.
After marching up to Representative Scott Tipton's Durango office with over 2,700 signatures, supporters are hoping the congressman will sponsor a private bill granting permanent residency. Wendolyn Omana works with local immigrant advocacy groups. She says Tipton needs to make the next move.
If he can use it wisely, we are here to ask him to use his privilege wisely.
A statement from Tipton's D.C. office says Sabido's bill does not meet House criteria and has directed supporters to go through Senator Michael Bennett. Sabido's attorney wants a decision from Tipton within 30 days. I'm Daniel Rizel in Durango.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.